This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In the U.S., the big pizza companies have been struggling. Papa John's reported this week its sales were weak. Domino's reported tepid sales last month. Pizza Hut recently announced it's closing hundreds of dine-in restaurants. Here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Domino's, with its pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less, spurred a few other profitable competitors like Papa John's and Pizza Hut to follow suit, says Christopher Muller, hospitality professor at Boston University. But these days,
you can get anything at any time, and that does change the consumer's behavior.
Hannah Spencer is a food analyst at Mintel that found a third of consumers are ordering fewer pizzas. They are ordering other foods, curry, sushi, empanadas, delivered by services like Grubhub and Uber Eats. Spencer says to stay competitive, the pizza companies are trying to make ordering
easier, faster, more intuitive, one click, one text, order, done. And that's something third-party delivery apps haven't overall mastered yet.
The food business in general is more competitive, says Catherine Helans at the University of North Carolina.
It makes it so much harder for the conventional, perhaps more bland, middle ground players to really thrive.
And there are more local pizza shop deliveries, too. So while pizza is still very popular, more players are vying for a slice of the pie. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.